We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. We are starting Pei Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line, the last word of the line. So now, what happened was that Pinchas went and said something not so nice. Klape Karas Baruch. He said, for this chait, 24,000 people have to die. So Bikshu Malakai Hashar Zadokvoy. Malakai Hashar wanted to push him away. Amalahem, Sakharas Baruch said, Hanichuloi, leave him. Kanoi ben Kanoi. He's a Kanoi ben Kanoi. His father, his grandfather, great grandfather, Levi, also was a Kanoi, and he stood up for Dina also in such a Maisa of Znus. So we find he's a Kanoi ben Kanoi, and who Kanoi ben Kanoi who, and also Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema who, his great grandfather Aaron also is that's actually his grandfather Aaron, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen, his grandfather Aaron stopped the Magefa by the Maisa Kairach with the Ketores. So he also stopped the Magefa. He also knew how to, had a calm down Kaviyachal Karz Baruch Hu's Chema. So this is what Pinchas did. So Pinchas a Kanoi ben Kanoi Meshiv Chema Chema. His chilu shvatim vazim. He said, "The shvatim shvatim vazim that who is he who comes from a family of Avodah Zarah himself? He's going to now kill people. Reisem ben puti zeh shepitem avi imoy agol v'ischav v'harg nashev v'israel." It says that Elazar, his father, married even Blois Putiel. And who's Putiel? Putiel is Yisroi shepitem agol v'ischav. And even the Gemara started to ask that Putiel also means Yosef shepitem v'yitzroi. It means it came from both of them. Elazar married a daughter, it came from both sides of the family. One side was Yisrael, one side was Yosef. But Maisi came from a family of Avodah Zarah. Pinchas was a descendant of Avodah Zarah. So he said, if this person was a descendant of Avodah Zarah, he's going to kill someone? So the Pasuk says, Ba'al Kos v'yachsoi Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That this is his real Yichus, ben Aaron HaKohen. Omlei Kodesh Baruch Hu, even more. Moshe, Hakdim Shalom. Give him the bracha of shalom, and that this way Gans Klaus will have to also extend the bracha of shalom to him. Shneimar lechein emar hini noisin loy it's brisi shalom, and therefore Gans Klaus also had to give him shalom. They couldn't have any tainus in him. Veruuya kapara zu should take up mechaperes for lechas loylam. This kapara that Pinchas did is really lasts forever. Like the pasuk says, "Beris kunas oylam tachas hashakina lelakav yichaber bnei Yisrael." It's a kapara forever. Kunas oylam. It's an everyday thing that he did. This kanoyis was the schar and the kapara is forever. Omer of Nachman Rab, my dechsev. What's pshat in the following pasuk? Interesting pasuk. The pasuk is talking about the koiches of certain animals and certain things. A melech. It says like this, Zarzur Masnaim. It means a certain type of dog that has very vigorous loins, it means like the waist. It sounds like from the Purushim on the Mishlei that means like a certain dog has like a gartel that has to have a waist, like a thin waist, and it runs very fast. Or Yatayish, a certain type of a ram, also it runs very fast. Umelech Al-Kumimoy. And a melech that no one can stand up to him. Al-Kum means Al-Kum, no one can stand up to him. So these are these three powerful type of beings. And we're going to darshan it, Legabi, something else completely. We're going to darshan Legabi, the story with Zimri. This Rosh Zimri had 424 Be'ilois with Cosby. And it's the Gematria of Zarzir. That's what Rashi says, the Gematria of Zarzir. And the Lashon of Masnayim, Lashon of waiting. Him to Pinchas waited after Tashash Kaychai. Tayish means Tashash. Told him to until he waited, he got weakened. And then he knew he could kill him. But who in the Yedea, he didn't know. Shemelech alakum imay, which means Hashem, who's the Kel Nekamais, was the one who was behind him, and he could have done it right away. Al Kum, Rashi says, maybe Lashon of Aramaic, he says. That it's Al is always the first word is Al, and Kum means Nekamais, Ayin Chum. In any case, Rashi says, there was stickle taina on Pinchas, here's my Mashayda, that's the Re'af on the, and Yaakov learns, there was stickle taina on Pinchas that he waited so long. He should have chapped that Hashem's behind him, he should have killed him right away, therefore staved a lot of 24,000 people got killed in the Magefa. If he would have done this earlier, you wouldn't have had 24,000 deaths. But when he did, Shemelech Lekumim, Masita Tana wasn't 424, it's Shishim, it was 60 Be'ilois. And this Rashi has no makar in the pasuk. Shishim be'ilois achenase kebeitz hamuzeres, until his bayim turned into a bayah muzeres like it was rotten. Like Rashi says, achenase beitzim shloi kebeitzim muzeres and huklash v'sbabel shichva zeres shabasoychoi meroy be'ilois. Got spoiled, rotten. Vehi and she was made here's a karugam le'amayim. She was like a patch of a field full of water. Rashi says vehi's in smal shichva zera karugam le'amayim like a karugam le'amayim. All this stuff can be taken literally, but it's just figuratively. Om Rav Kana, Umayshava, her seat was the size of Beis Sa'a. Tani Rav Yosef, Kever Shalah, her opening was Amma, was an Amma. Om Rav Sheshes, now we're going to the name. Name Cosby and the name of Zimri. Om Rav Sheshes, like Cosby Shema, her name wasn't Cosby, Ela Shiviliani, Basur Shema. Her real name was Shiviliani. Why is she called Cosby? Lonok Shiva Cosby, she Kozba Bavia. She did not listen to her father. Her father said, only be Mazana to the Gadol Shabam, and which was Moshe Rabbeinu, and she didn't listen. She went with the Zimri. Dava Acha, Cosby, she Amra Lavia, she told her father, Kozbi Amze. I'm going to shecht this nation. I'm going to shecht this nation. Which she talked this. She caused the major magefa. Behainu Damri Inchi, you see the name Shivilani means a loshon of znos. Damri Inchi, being koni leovni, between the reeds and the willows is Shivilani. Is the, like a zayna. That's the name of a zayna. We call it a zayna. Shivilani my boy. Damri Inchi, being koni leovni, Shivilani my boy. Behadi kafi the koni, Shivilani my boy. Also kafi the koni also is the peeled and reeds. It means in a place where there's yichud. That's what's the Shivalani doing there. And Gav Soli'ima, she made her mother into a Zayna. Why? Because everyone calls a Zayna Bas Zayna. So now even her mother maybe wasn't a Zayna, but she turned her mother into a Zayna. That's Cosby. Amar Rav Yechon, Chibish Shem is Yeshloi. Zimri has five names. Zimri, Uben Salui, Vishol, Uben Aknanis, Vishlumia Ben Suri Shada. These are five names. Zimri El Shanasa Kebet Sal Muzeres. The reason the name Zimri comes from Muzeres. He became a rotten egg. Ben Soli al Shahisli Avina Shomishfahtai. Histi Rashi's two pshat where histi means either they talked about the chait of the family, or it means they were medactic and they investigated the chait of the family. Because he opened up a can of worms over here in the family. Shaul al Shishas with Varavera, he lent himself to the Varavera, Ben Aknan, also Maisa Kanan, did a Maisa Kanan, which Gemara says in Psachim that there's five things that Kanan commanded his children. One of them is Oyeves Azima. So he did Maisa Kanan, Omar Shemoy, Shlumiel Ben Suri Shadeh Shmoy, that was his real name, but he got all these other names, I'll shame his terrible Maisim that he did. So to Gemara Vait, it said in the Mishnah, Koyin Shashimesh Betumah, a Koyin that was Meshamesh Betumah, which means a Koyin that did Avodah with a Tumah, what does it say? It's a laugh in the Torah, but it says is that his brothers, the Kahanim, could go ahead and kill him. That's what it says, also Allah Chamosh Mesina. Koyin Shashimesh Betumah, and no one killed him. Is he Chayiv Misa V'Shmaim or Echayiv Misa V'Shmaim? Is there a Chayiv Misa V'Shmaim or not? We don't know. We don't know if we know it's a lav, but we don't know if the Chayiv Misa V'Shmaim or not. Omalei, so there was a Shiloh that Rav Acha asked Rav Sheshes. Omalei Tanisua, we learned in a Brisa that Koyin Shashimesh Betumah. This is our Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Koyin Shimesh Betumah, Ein Ochiv Hakanam Avinois LeBezdin. If a Koyin did a Vaidu Betumah, his Kanam don't bring him to Bezdin to get Malchus. El Pirche Kunam Atinois LeChutz, they bring him outside, La'azara, Upoitzim Es Meichet, they crush his brain, Begzir, with these sticks, these pieces of wood, these logs that were made for the Mizbeach. And if he's Chayiv Shemayim, so let him leave him alone. Let him die with a Shemayim. Lishkavei, the lick of Shemayim. So that was his taina. So he asked the shaila to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes says, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, if the Kahanim kill him, must be he's not Chayiv Misa. So he answers back, so Rav Acha says back, what are you talking about? Amai, in Chayiv, mi kemidi, the Rachmana Patre, the Torah says, you're Patre, and now Nekim Nikle, you're going to go kill him? How can it be such a thing? Even though it's Lachman Shusina, but it makes sense that Torah didn't mention any Remesmith and you're going to go kill him? That was the Machlaikis here, really. Rav Acha holds that it's not a Raya that you kill him, that there's a Misdei Shemayim, Rav Acha holds that it's a Raya that Misdei Shemayim, because you wouldn't have to kill him without Misdei Shemayim. That's what Rav Acha holds. Rav Sheshes holds, that's no fakaret, that if there's Misa Deshemayim, you wouldn't kill him. Rav Sheshes holds, you could kill someone even though there's no Misa Deshemayim. So now Gemara asks, V'loy, as a kasha on Rav Acha. It says, V'loy, you don't find there's a Oynish even though there's no Misa in the Torah. V'atanan, Misha Lokav Hashana, someone who got Malchus twice, Bezdin Machnis Nois L'Kippa. Bezdin puts him into a Kippa. So here you're going to say, Rachmana Patri, Rachmana, how do you kill him? Rachmana is a departure. So my answer is, no, it's not a raya. Because their taka, we found that Yechayim Misa. Amar Rav Yehamar Shlakus, when Malchus are Krasis Askinan. Between that there, he did a Avera of Malchus, of Krasis, that he warned of Malchus. For example, he ate Chalim. He's chayav karis there. The gav barkatolu. So taka, it stems. There is a gav barkatolu. That's why you could put him into a kippah. Afraid to Gemara, but a different place which says. Remember here, we have here Amandi Omar that says, which is Rav Acha. Rav Acha said, there's no such thing as giving an oinish to someone if it's not Mr. Shemayim. And so must be that Tumah is Mr. Shemayim. So I asked him, what do you mean? I found the case. The guy got malchus twice, put him to keep. But no, he said, no, dear, he's not chayiv misa. I have a goyin if it's a kasva. It says, if you steal something in the Beis HaMikdash, a kelim Beis HaMikdash, you get misa. What do you find in the Torah that you get misa for that? So Dr. Mara, yeah. Mara answers, no. I'm Rav Yehuda, but klish shoris askinon. That's time. I'm talking about klish shoris askinon. For a reason, the pasuk says, lo yevoyu liris kabalat kodesh v'mesu. We had a remez to that in the Torah that says that there's one levim grada, but it means there that you should not go ahead and steal the kodesh. You're going to die for that. Another case in the last Mishnah, v'makal es ha-koysim. It says makal es ha-koysim. There it says like that. Hatani Rav Yosef. Yaka, they also, where's Yemisa? Teretz, as we said, Pshat was, Yaka Koysim es Koysomai, the Mechzi Kimavarech es Hashem, that looks like Kimavarech es Hashem, that there he said that the Koysim should hit to do Kishav on the one who gave him the Koychas for the Koysim. So it's like a Varech Hashem. So there's all those cases, Ataka cases that Yochai, Vaboyal Aramis, we did like kill him, we didn't say the entire thing about killing him. So I'm like, yeah, it's a pasuk in Malachi. So Lamaisa, Rav Acha sticks to his guns. He says that avada, no such thing as a misa b'day people if there's no remez min hashamayim today. So now we're going to go ahead and ask a kasha on Rav Sheshes. And one more Gemara, Rav Sheshes, if it's too late for you, you can go up. Yeah, but Al Kaponim, we're asking now a kasha, we're going to learn this Gemara very clear, a kasha on Rav Sheshes. That it says, Boyim ne Rav Acha Bahuno me Rav Sheshes, right? So Rav Sheshes said, no, he's not Chayiv Misa by Tumah. And he, anyway, the Storm Lachem Mishu Sinai, even though he's not Chayiv Misa. So he holds a Kayin Shashimish by Tumah, there's no Misa Shemayim. That's Rav Sheshes Shita. When I ask a kasha on Rav Sheshes, Eisvei. The brayso goes like this: Ha yoytzik v'ha boilel. This is by a mincha. Mincha, a lot of mincha menachos. You first put oil on top of the mincha. It's called yitzika, and then you mix it boil. And we know that there's different avoidas of kabanas. Not everyone is chayiv misa for a zar. Let's say a non-kayin does it. Not everyone. It has to have certain parameters. It has to be avoidah tama. There's no avoidas afterwards. Yoytzik and boilul are something that there's avoidas afterwards. That's just the beginning of the mincha. So hayoytzik, some we'll see what we're referring to. But hayoytzik, someone who pours, vaboilul, someone who mixes, vapoisis. That means after you bake a mincha, you break up into pieces. If someone breaks into pieces, hamoyleach, he puts salt on the kabanas. Hameinif, he does tenufa. Hamegish, he does hagasha. Hagasha is you take a mincha, you touch it to the corner of a mizbeach. Vamasader es hashulchan means you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan. Hameitiv es haneiros, you clean the candles in order to get it ready for the menorah. Vakoymet, someone does a kmitza. Vamakabel domim, and someone does kabbalah. Bechutz, all these things you do, bechutz, sepater. That means that someone shechs b'chutz, he's chayiv. Someone does zrika b'chutz, he's chayiv. Someone does haktara b'chutz, he's chayiv. But all these things are potter if it's done b'chutz. Only zrika has a ribuy, and she has to be shechet amala. I learn afamala from being makdir. So makdir, someone's gemara voida, has to be a gemara voida. And all these things we mentioned are not gemara voida, not the end of the voida. For example, you put lech upon him on shulchan, you're not done. The way you finish the lechem upon him is you take the bezichim, the spices off the shulchan, and you makdir it, then I can eat it. Meitiv is aneiros. What do you do afterwards? You light the menorah. Koymitz, what do? You makdir the koymitz. Hamakabel, what do you do afterwards? Zrika. All these things are not final avoidas, and that's why they'll be potter. The ein chayov malehim, you're not chayiv, loy mishum zaros, on top of Gimam Aleph, you're not chayiv for the zar. A zar that did this is not chayiv me. So again, because we learn from a pasuk, you have to avoid us matana, avoid the tama, has to be a complete avoidah. But loy mishum tuma, you're not chayiv in tuma in these cases. Now, why tuma has to be like all these, can't be a partial avoidah for tuma, can't be like avoidah doesn't, if something afterwards, why is not called avoidah for tuma? So Rashi says, because zar and tuma are learned out from one pasuk, and therefore there's a hekesh to each other. So zaris and tuma are the same thing. If a kohen does mechusav v'gadim on this, also, he does not have a problem with this. There's no for this thing. If you do mechus begadim, why? Because mechus begadim, the guy doesn't kind of begadim is like a zar. So same thing as a zar. But loy mishum rochot zadayim reglayim. If he didn't do richot zadayim reglayim, kir zadayim reglayim, also he won't be chayiv for these things. Because here we learn out chuka of a mechus begadim. When he said again, mechus begadim is like a zar. So that's the halachas of the brayza. Beautiful brayza with a lot of halachas. Very gishmak. It's mashma. But if you did aktara, then you would be chayiv. For example, you did aktara b'chutz chayiv. So if you did a zar, did aktara be chayiv. Tumah would be chayiv. Oh, tumah be chayiv. That means that we're saying that makter b'tumah is chayiv misa. So you see, you do avoida b'tumah, you chayiv misa. It's a kasha on Rav Sheshes because it says all these things. Ha makter chayiv. My lav misa loy b'hazaru. This means a lav. Again, Malchus, let's say. Break the moral. Zar nami la zar. You tell me zar also la zar. Loi mishum zaris, loi mishum tumba. You tell me zaris is also a lav. A chsiv a zar kar of yuma. He gets misa. So what do we mean? Shva hakadisa, vahakadisa. Some things like zaris will be misa and tumba would be a lav. But break the moral comes out. What are we saying? That yoytzek uboilel doesn't even get a lav for tumba. That's what comes out. Because saying when it says Lo Mishum Tumah means not to get Misa Tumah, it means Lav Tumah. It means Yoytzik and Baila, which don't have, which are have things afterwards, won't even get a Lav. So that's what you're telling me it means? Gemara, Mechal, Yoytzik and Baila, Lav, Nami, Loi, Vatayim, Tana, Braisa. Azara, Lo Yoytzik and Baila, Menayin. How do you know a Lav for Yoytzik and Baila? That you do it, Yechayiv, Tama, Loi, Ma, Kedoshim, Yu, Velo, Yechalu. It's an extra pasuk, Kedoshim, Yu, Lo, Yechalu. That's a Lav. That's only the Rabbanon. That's only the Rabbanon across Smachta Ba'alma. That's only the Rabbanon, and it's across the Pasuk of Smachta Ba'alma. That's a Pasuk, and it's a Rabbanon, the Pasuk of Smachta Ba'alma. So therefore, we didn't ask the Kashi and Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish just said that Shemesh B'Tumah is not Chayiv Misa. We said, what do you mean? It's one of the things, Zara is Tumah, it's Chayiv Misa. No, he said, no. Zara is Misa, Tumah is Lav. If you tell me Tumah is Lav, it means Yotzik Abel is not even Lav? I said, yeah, it's not even Lav. I had a Pasuk, it's a Smachta. But then the Marmes of Meisvein, this is the Reish Lagav. Which will be in the next year, a whole list of all things that you get misa, at least, what are they? Tomei sheshimesh, tomei that did avoid his mikdash, is chayiv misa de shemayim, tiyufta to kasha on Rav Sheshes, and to raya to Rav Acha. Ay, Rav Sheshes is taina, he says, if you're getting misa, why do you have to kill him then? That was his taina. So that is not shver. Like we saw Gemara really pay off on a base where the cases of the crisis there that he did lock of a shana to get karis, so why have to put him in a kippah? Teretz says it wasn't happening so fast. We see the guy is doing something wrong. You let it make it go quicker. It's not tiny. He's getting misa anyway. But bottom line is we're coming out. Tomei shishimesh gets betoma. Tomei shishimesh. He gets misa for working betoma.